For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's April the 1st, April Fool's Day, and we're glad to have you with us. Hope you'll stick around for the next 10 minutes or so. We got two topics today. City of Columbia cleanup and also Nick Foster Voluntary Action Center. Good to have you here.
Thanks,
Nick.
Paul. Always a pleasure.
You know, as we went into Christmas time, which seems like it was just yesterday.
Almost.
But it was like almost 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were on quite a bit talking about a Voluntary Action Center. Now we're in spring. What is it that you want to let people know?
Well, a couple of things. One, I want to talk about the Hero Awards, which is something we do supporting the Columbia Tribune and Landmark Bank. That's going to happen on April the 23rd, recognizing mm-hmm. volunteers in the community and the work they've done. They've already been selected, but that day, those awards will be handed out at Stony Creek Inn at 4 o'clock. So if anyone's interested in being a part of that event, they can give us a call and we can set them up.
Okay.
But the other thing is to tell you about something that I can't tell you much about, actually.
Okay. You're going to tell me about something you can't tell me about.
Well, that's part of the idea. We're just trying to tease this thing. Spring into Action is an event that we have every year. This will be the 12th year we've done it. It's a dinner and a number of other things happen at that. But this year, it's Spring into Action, The Reveal.
Okay.
Because we have a new project that we're working on that will do a couple of things. One, it will help people in the community know what we do at VAC and the different mm-hmm. activities that we're involved in. And as you know, we do a lot of stuff, but a lot of people in the community don't know
I think of Voluntary Action Center as a clearinghouse mm-hmm. for people who need assistance.
Yeah,
I know
right.
for many, many years when we were doing Pepper and Friends, people would call us and ask us about specific things they needed help with. I would always call Cindy Mustard mm-hmm. down at the Voluntary Action Center.
Yeah.
She could take care of it. That's yeah. what you guys do.
Exactly. It's the best place to call, the first place to call, I think. And last year we did, in 2012, we did 10,000 referrals for folks who came in looking for information that came into our office, and then 7,000 by phone. So we do a lot of information referral. I don't think that anybody knows any better than we do the resources that are out there. But we want the community to better know. We very much appreciate all the support we get, but we want the community to know even better what we do, all those
okay.
different things that we're involved in. So this event on May 21st, at the University Club, we'll reveal this new project,
okay.
and you'll know more then.
Okay, so you're going to reveal it all on May 21st
That's
at
right.
University Club.
That's right.
And everybody's invited to attend this?
Everybody's invited to attend.
Does it cost to attend?
It does cost to
okay,
attend.
Okay, so it's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. And this project that we're about will not only inform people in the community about what we do, but it'll also be a fundraiser as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could tell you everything about it.
But you can't.
But
you
I can't.
Okay. So if you want more information about this, you want to be a part of it, you can call Voluntary Action Center.
That's right, 874-2273, or visit us on the web.
And it'll all be revealed. It'll all be revealed on May 21st.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for coming by. Now I turn to my friend Lisa Rohmiller, City of Columbia, talking about Clean Up Columbia. And you have an intern with you?
Yes, I do.
This is Sheil Yee, mm-hmm. welcome
yes.
to Radio Friend, Sheil.
Thank
and you are from South Korea.
I am from South Korea.
Yeah, but you're working with her, volunteering mm-hmm. with Clean Up Columbia.
That's right. Thankfully, he found us looking for help.
Yeah. So tell me about Clean Up Columbia.
Well, Clean Up Columbia, as we've talked about before, is an annual citywide cleanup event, and we just want everybody to know that this is going on. We're looking for more volunteers to join in. It is a self-guided cleanup event the morning of Saturday, April 13th.
That's coming up. That'll be not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes.
Okay, April 13th.
Yes, and the city provides supplies. There's an awesome thank you picnic afterwards for the volunteers who participate. And the wonderful thing is there's just a huge visible impact after this event.
Yeah.
You can drive around Columbia and see a major difference.
You know what's sad? It really is sad that
you have to have an event like this to clean up.
Right.
That we don't realize how important it is not to litter.
Right.
Not to litter.
And that's why, you know, I'm thankful to be here today, is to just raise awareness about the problem, because a lot of times you drive from point A to point B every day and you don't notice everything. But I challenge everybody to look and notice.
Oh, my goodness.
I challenge businesses to get out and say, oh, my gosh, our own yard needs to be cleaned up.
Right. So, Sheila, what are you doing with this?
I'm doing a lot of the administrative assistance with Lisa.
Oh.
And come closer to the day, anything she absolutely needs.
Now, you said, Lisa, you said this is a self-guided cleanup. What does that mean?
Yes. Starting, let's see, next week, we're going to be distributing supplies to the people who sign up, and then they can start the morning of the 13th at whatever time they would like.
They're
on their own.
Do they pick a specific area they're going to clean up?
That's what's so cool about this. If you have a place in mind, when you register with us online, you can suggest that place. Or there's a checkbox to say, I would like to help in an area in need. And then we assign folks to a place that's appropriate.
Okay. How many tons of litter did you pick up last? Is that a fair question? Do you know?
I am not a numbers person, Paul. Tons and tons.
I know. Tons and tons and tons of litter.
Yeah,
it is. And that will be going on just in the morning for the organized cleanup.
Right.
But you know what? People can clean up whenever you want.
All throughout the year, the city will support you in your own cleanup. We'll get you bags. We'll get those filled bags picked up for you. Just contact our office.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the office of, Andrea's program.
Yeah.
Recycling program.
Right.
You can do litter control.
Okay. If people want more information or if they want to volunteer for this program, what do they do?
Go to the GoColumbiaMo.com website. There's online registration there, and it walks you through the sign-up process. It answers most people's questions.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me at 874-7499.
Okay, and you have a whole bank of operators that are standing by right now.
To answer these phones.
Sheila's going to have to run back there.
That's right.
So you've got your whole department standing by to answer these phones.
Yeah.
But all joking aside, this is really, it's an important day to help make the city of Columbia more beautiful.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add about this, Sheila?
Your question earlier about a self-guided initiation. As a volunteer standpoint, I think it's important to realize that this is not the government or the city of Columbia cleaning
up. But it's people.
It's people.
It's the citizens
volunteering.
Okay. Phone number one more time.
874-7499.
Okay.
And you can email me, volunteer@GoColumbiaMo.com.
Got it. Okay. And before we go, Sheila, you have to say hello to your relatives, your family in South Korea, right?
I do. I would like to say hi to all of my relatives and also in St. Louis.
That's
right.
And South Korea. Okay. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Cultural Affairs, Little Black Dress, our segments. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.